It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Octavia Spencer, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It is such a cool honor to be sitting next to you. I am just probably one of your biggest fans. I think that you turn acting into an art. You're like Pablo Picasso doing the 16th Chapel or whatever the guy was. So congratulations on just loving what you do and making us love watching you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
What is your approach to accepting movie roles? Because it seems as though you are picking movies that really stand the test of time, like The Help and this one here, where it's like there's a message and it's like a deep meaning to you, maybe. I don't know your approach, but everything you're doing is damn good.
Well, talk to me in a year and we'll see. No, I'm kidding. You know what? I just pick characters that say something to me. You know, I haven't had the luxury of being able to do that over the years. And so here recently, people have been bringing me, you know, roles versus parts. And that's a big difference. It's a big difference. But, you know, if it's something that I feel like I've done before, which I haven't really done this type of character before, I probably won't do it.
Are you still on this massive high of winning all those awards? Because I'll tell you something. I was sitting here at home with my fiance Matthew in tears at every damn award. You just kept me crying. Like, we were all so very proud of you. You must still be on cloud nine.
Well, I was never on a cloud. I mean, when I began the whole, first of all, congratulations on your
engagement. Oh, you can watch that on YouTube. I proposed in front of Mariah Carey.
You are out of control. I love that. But for me, the whole experience, you know, of getting to do a film with my closest friends, and some of us have been friends for the longest time, that put me on a cloud, and the fact that it was so well received. I've just sort of been on a cloud from the moment we filmed the movie, and I don't think I will touch ground again because of the fact that it was so well received. Award season is a blur. It's a blur. I can't even begin to. There were times that I actually forgot because I literally.
What it looked like when you're on stage, like you honestly had no idea that
no.
you were going to win.
Well, the thing is, you don't. You know, you have a 1 in 5 chance of winning. There are 4 other performances that are brilliant in every regard. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in the same category. So I was always surprised. I mean, you know, hey, I am grateful, but. It was always a shock because I'm thinking, you picked me, you like me, thank you, you know, sort of thing.
Olympic medalists, because we won a few medals here in Canada. I know mm-hmm. you guys kicked our ass. but they carried around everywhere. We just had one of them in studio with us, and they always have it in their pocket. Do you carry your Oscar around everywhere you go? Like, do you have it here in Toronto?
Well, he's actually in my bra right now. You can't see him, but he's there. No, I carry Oscar and BAFTA and all of them. They're all in my heart, you know. But it's one of those things that I don't take it for granted.
Where do you have it at home? Some people keep it in their bathroom.
No, I don't want them to get all
scuffed
tarnished
up.
And weird looking, because then I have to polish them, you know. You keep them where you don't have to do anything to them. He's on a credenza with the other ones.
I have to ask you about one line in The Help. Was it, you must have, there are a few lines in the movie that you must have had fun saying, but what about the eat my shit line?
Well.
Were you hesitant to do that, or?
No, I wasn't hesitant. It was a comeuppance. I had the wonderful opportunity to be the voice of millions of people, you know, in a society that really was oppressive. So that was my, moment for the people, if you will. And so, no, I didn't have a problem saying it. And I had a problem saying it to Bryce, though, because she's, you know, but Bryce, whenever he'd say action, Bryce would disappear and Hilly would be there. So it
yeah.
was crazy.
Well, I don't want to keep kissing your ass because I'm doing a lot of that, but it was because of you I went and bought that book. You was just so brilliant.
The book is, I mean, what's great about the film and the book is that they stand on their own and they're two different experiences. So if you read the book, you got something totally different.
Is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Octavia Spencer, what's your shower song?
You should be down, but I will fall. I am that.
What a great way to end it. You are absolutely phenomenal. I love everything that you do, and this has been a TIFF light for me right here.
You didn't like that last. Let me do it right. I am Titania.
What song is that?
Titanium.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you did not recognize it?
No.
Did you guys recognize it?
No.
You don't know that song? I am Titanium. Really?
No.
Wait, am I doing that song right? You should be done.
All that and more on The Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's #1 hit music station, KISS 92.5.